Magdi Abdelhadi is an independent Egyptian analyst. He's currently in London. What is the bottom line of what's happening in Cairo, Magdi? What's the significance of Hosni Mubarak being seen in court?
The significance is, in a simple phrase, it is unprecedented. Egyptians have never, ever, throughout the very long history, managed what they've managed today, and that is overthrow the leader, and not only that, but also put him on trial, and not in an extraordinary tribunal, in a revolutionary tribunal, but simply in normal legal procedure. That is quite unique in the history of Egypt and the whole region.
I want to talk about the regional implications, in fact. But first, I want to talk about the imagery itself of the president in court, in a hospital bed, enclosed in a cage. What's it like for someone like you, especially having covered the region so long as a journalist, to see that?
I think the vast majority of Egyptians, particularly those who supported the revolution, would be absolutely delighted. They have campaigned and continue to campaign for a society where the law applies to everyone and no one is above the law. And they've seen the first fruit of their revolt today in front of their eyes, broadcast on massive screens and public squares across the country, and they feel very proud of having achieved that. So that is a great achievement as far as the Egyptian revolution and Egyptian people are concerned. As I'm sure you know, there are still some supporters of Mr. Mubarak, and they feel that this is a totally unnecessary humiliation for a man whom they regard as the father of a nation.
And tell us more about that kind of sentiment. I mean, I think that is, you know, he's helicoptered into this building. He's there on a hospital gurney. He is said to be quite sick. I guess it's somewhat in question as to just how seriously ill he is. But those who still support him, on what grounds do they support him? And I wonder if there's any kind of sympathy gain in the spectacle going on now.
Well, I think there are some genuine supporters. It's difficult, really, to give exact numbers. We don't know. There are those who benefited directly from the regime, but there are also those who were emotionally attached to him as a father figure. And in a very conservative, patriarchal society like Egypt, you can imagine there will always be, if you like, an emotional constituency for Mubarak who feel, all right, you may disagree with your dad, you may get very angry with him, but you don't humiliate him.
One other question, Magdi. What's the significance of this trial for the rest of the region, especially the other Arab countries that have been racked by turmoil this year?
I'm almost certain that the whole of the Arab world has been transfixed by watching this on their television screen. It's not the first time this year Arab had stayed being put in trial. Remember, a few years ago, Saddam Hussein was also tried in Baghdad, but the context was very different. In the case of Egypt, and Egypt is such an important, pivotal country in the Middle East, it's a trendsetter. Where Egypt goes, the rest of the region follows. So when the entire region see the head of the biggest, the most populous Arab state being tried in such a way that has never happened or been seen in any Arab societies, you can imagine how much encouragement that would give to people who want to see change in their own societies, but also how much fear it will instill into the hearts and minds of Arab rulers still holding on to power at any price.
Magdi Abdelhadi, independent Egyptian analyst, speaking to us from London. Thank you.
You're most welcome.